You're listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is Friday, March 15th, 2024, and I am MP Holmes. Members of the local Irish community are asking the public to support and advocate for Palestinians this St. Patrick's Day. The group hopes to draw attention to the current deteriorating situation in Palestine. Justine Rogers-Bassan, a member of the local Irish community, explained that because both Palestine and Ireland have a similar history of settler colonialism, members of the Irish diaspora are uniquely poised to use this day to bring attention to Palestine.
The local diaspora here in KW want to hold the demonstration, not necessarily to say that people shouldn't celebrate St. Patrick's Day or to cancel their traditions or their holiday or whatever, but more or less give attention and light and use the platform that the holiday gives us as a way to show solidarity and highlight the genocide that's happening in Gaza. The Irish people have a long-standing history of solidarity with Palestine and their fight for liberation, and it's very much a part of the Irish identity. So basically, we just are asking for the community to give us their ear and to get involved in any way possible that they can.
Justine described the underlying objectives for the event.
So we want to echo the call for a permanent and immediate ceasefire in Gaza. We want to demand an arms embargo by the Canadian government on Israel. We want to reaffirm our stance against colonialism and call out the silence and complicity in our community. And we also want to demand an end to the 75-year violent occupation in Palestine specifically as well.
Justine described the long history and many parallels between the two nations.
There's actually a lot. There's a lengthy history of parallels, and at times they've even shared the same oppressors. For example, Arthur Balfour, who back in the 1800s was positioned by the British government as Secretary of Ireland. Mm-hmm. And during this time as Secretary, he essentially condoned and justified violent oppression of Irish civilians and authorized the illegal and unjust internment of Irish civilians without cause or trial. And this is the same Arthur Balfour that put forth the Balfour Declaration in 1917 that essentially made way for the Zionist occupation of Palestine. Also, Winston Churchill in 1920 assembled the armed militia that was known as the Black and Tans to carry out a violent policing alongside the RIC, which resulted in many massacres of Irish civilians. And then in 1922, after the Irish won the Republic, Churchill sent that same militia, the Black and Tans, to Palestine, where they assisted in the colonization of Palestine. So they share similar oppressors, but they also share similarities in experience, like the use of starvation to assist in genocide, the dehumanization and vilification tactics to justify the oppression, land theft and the use of settler colonialism. And we also share similarities in resistance like boycotting, which essentially was developed in Ireland back in the 1880s from the rent and business strikes in County Mayo used against British landlord Charles Boycott. So that actually created the term boycott. And now we see that used for resistance with the Palestinian struggle with the use of BDS, the Boycott, Divest, Sanction movement. We also see the use of hunger strikes during illegal and unjust internment, like Bobby Sands, who essentially died from his hunger strike. We see the same hunger strikes used in Palestinian illegal internment right now in occupied Palestine.
Parallels between the two nations continued into the mid to late 20th century. The Troubles is the name given to the violent sectarian conflict that happened in Northern Ireland, according to the Imperial War Museum, from roughly about 1968 to 1998, when the Good Friday Agreement was signed.
During the Troubles, too, we saw segregation happen. And there's still segregation to this day in Northern Ireland, where there are Catholic streets and Protestant streets.
Justine later emailed, adding, during the Troubles, aside from the segregation that was enforced, there were also many military checkpoints put in place, which made moving freely throughout their own lands difficult, and we see that on an intense scale in Palestine. No St. Patrick's Day during genocide is put on by both members of the Irish community and the local chapter of the Palestinian Youth Movement. Shatha Mahmoud, an organizer with the group, described the current situation in Palestine.
Situation is, I would say deadly. The entire community, 2 million people, are currently displaced right now. It is almost 200 days into this genocide. What the ICJ has ruled fits within the premise of what is considered a genocide. People are not dying just from, you know, hundreds and thousands of bombs being dropped on them. People are being starved to death.
No St. Patrick's Day during genocide is happening at Waterloo Town Square on March 17th at 11 a.m. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.